Testing, testing, hot out, bound car. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Are you ready?
I'm all ready.
You on here? Come on, let's go inside and get started.
Dusty out in that hall.
Hey, get a load of fights over there.
Oh, would I like to pump you just once.
Dusty out in that hall.
What's my temperature, Norton?
111.
Oh, come on, let's get moving. Isn't there any lot here?
Yeah, about 300 pounds.
A 20% percentage.
And now, who is our next guest, please?
Herb, here's our next guest.
Humma, 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 humma. Ed Norton. Ha, ha. Watch this.
The Honeymooners Podcast, the only podcast that is all about the greatest show of all time, with the stars, Joe Conte and Louis Fats.
If they ever institute a Nut of the Month Club, I've got a very good idea who's going to be January and February.
Hi, I'm January.
And I'm February.
And welcome, fellow raccoons and members of the Women's Auxiliary. What's happening, all you Hurricanes, Bensonhurst Bombers, and all you Andres of the world? You're listening to the Honeymooners Podcast with me, Joe Conte, and my pal, Louis Fats.
It gives me great pleasure to remind you, brothers, that next Sunday is the day of the Lodge's annual fishing trip. And I'd like to report also that, like last year, Brother Muldoon will bring the beer, and Brother Havermeyer will supply the knockwurst.
Nice.
How's that? There's a second part to that job, but I'm going to save it for another
time.
Okay,
yeah, we'll save it for running out of interest. Yeah, exactly. The only podcast all about the greatest show of all time. We record in the
cool, pale green
studios at 328 Chauncey Street in Bensonhurst, Brooklyn, also known as
Cedar Knolls, New Jersey.
Subscribe to the show wherever you get your podcasts, and if you're on iTunes, give us a 5-star rating and leave a positive review. Our house is non-productive.com/honeymooners. If you want to check out every episode, you can also listen on the non-productive YouTube channel. Don't forget to like our Honeymooners Podcast Facebook page, the very, very popular Honeymooners Podcast Facebook group. Yep, cool. We're also on Twitter at Honeymooner1. And if you want to email us at honeymoonerspodcast@aol.com. Yes, we got this back. Yes, we're zipping the modern way.
Zipping the modern way here. I'm not used to this.
And if you want to support us on Patreon, you can find us on the non-productive site on the bottom of every episode page. If you want to throw us the usual buck, that would be fine.
Great.
Yeah.
Take it. Take a buck.
Louis, 164.
Yes. 164. Yes. Wow.
We have a lot of stuff for this, so it took us a little while. We're a little, we're getting together because we have all this stuff that we want to play for today.
Yeah.
We have new bits.
Yes, we do.
We have sounds. We have what's that sound? I got sounds. We got lots of stuff going on tonight.
Old bits.
Yes. Very old bits.
7 years.
Yes. But 165. And it is 164. Okay. That's right.
The next one will be 165. Yeah,
The next one will be 165. And this is our first episode since our 7-year anniversary thing.
Yeah.
And the reason why I bring that up is because we wanted to, Louis wanted to read this. And of course, it's from Mark. And to me, there are pretty much two Marks. It's Mark Strouch and Mark Weissman.
Yes.
And I know there's a few other Marks out there, and you guys are fantastic. But the two, and Mark Strouch, right around that time, put up a post on the Facebook group about this 7-year anniversary thing.
Yes, he did.
And it's so funny.
He actually put it on June the 20th.
Yeah, he actually did it on June the 20th.
At 7:30 in the morning.
He's a maniac. He really is. But Louis wanted to read it, I want to hear it again.
Okay.
It's so good, and it's funny.
It's funny. Of course.
Of course it's funny. If it was just him praising us, I wouldn't even read it.
No, we wouldn't read that.
But the humor part of it really makes it. Go ahead.
Okay, Louis. This is June 20th now. Today, we're celebrating a truly remarkable achievement. 7 years of the Honeymooners podcast, co-hosted by the one and only Joe Conte and Louis Fats.
Here, here.
Here, here, brother. 7 years, 163 episodes and counting. That's an incredible accomplishment. Most podcasts fade away after a few episodes. Joe and Louis have somehow found enough material in a 39-episode sitcom to keep it going for nearly a decade. That's either dedication or a cry for help. Now, Joe Conte knows so much about the Honeymooners that if Ralph Cramden blinked during a scene, Joe can tell you which eye closed first and what Jackie Gleason had for lunch that day. It was probably a liquid lunch. And then there's Louis Fats. Louis is living proof that you can host a podcast in the 21st century without ever fully understanding the technology involved. Louis treats technology the same way Ralph Cramden treated household repairs, with complete confidence and absolutely no idea what he's doing. And let's not forget Louis's legendary 800 Honeymooners trivia questions. 800! Most people hear and think, what an accomplishment. Joe hears it and thinks, what fresh hell awaits me tonight?
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Louis has so many trivia questions that fans are beginning to suspect there aren't actually 800 questions. It's just the same 12 questions rearranged in different order. At this point, Louis knows more about the Honeymooners than some members of the cast probably did. Yes. If you wake him up at 3 a.m. and ask him a random Honeymooners question, he'll answer it immediately. You ask him how to update an app on his phone, and he'll need a three-person committee and written instructions. We get the gist here, Joe. Right? Together, Joe and Louis have created 7 years filled with laughs, memories, trivia, and enough Honeymooners knowledge to earn honorary degrees from the University of Oxford in England. It's so foggy over there that Joe and Louis didn't know where it was. Okay, all kidding aside, what they've built over the past 7 years is something special. Their passion for the show, their friendship, and their dedication have brought together fans from all over. So let's raise a glass to Joe Conte and Louis Fats. Here's to 7 years, countless laughs, and to Louis finally learning how to unmute himself before the episode 200. Congratulations, Joe and Louis.
I just have to say one thing.
It brings a tear to my eye and a lump to my throat.
And look, we're not going to rehash this whole thing, but no. We just want to say, again, thank you to Mark. Thank you to all of you full-grown nuts, yes. Future ones, and, of course, to the executive committee, Ron Albanese, Michael Bruce, Stephen Franchi. All of you, thank you again for making these last 7 years memorable.
Yes.
And hopefully the next 7 years will be mediocre.
Mediocre,
at best.
Yeah, it'll be good, though. It'll be better than what we're doing now. I pray for mediocre.
Yeah. So, you know what? Before we get started, I forget, do we do the sponsor first?
Or yeah, we do the sponsors.
We do the sponsor first. Okay, first we do our first sponsor, which is, I don't even know if he's really a sponsor anymore, but it's just fun. Yes. And of course, it's Silk City Hot Sauce.
Yeah.
Go to silkcityhotsauce.com. I think there are still people getting stuff because there was somebody who posted on a Facebook group,
right.
And they posted one of the bottles of cherry sriracha.
Yeah,
which is...
He must have got that a long time
ago. A long time ago. So what you do is go get the best hot sauce that you can get on the planet, and then what happens is when you go to the checkout, there should be a little place right in the middle where you can get... It'll ask for a coupon code, and then in that coupon code, you would put...
RX.
Yes, RX in the coupon code. And what that will do is that will get you a 15%
percentage
off of your order, and then you get a free bottle of
cherry sriracha.
There we go.
We got our timing back, kids. Yes, we do. In the cool pale green studios. I love that.
Oh, that was great. That intro was great.
That is now part of it. Yes. All right, people. We are now in the cool pale green studios. All right. So then what you do is you get yourself some of the best hot sauce. And please, it's just great because you're going to be saying stuff like...
It's just delicious.
And you could say, well, you know what? How do I get somebody else if you want to get somebody else to try it? All you got to do is just say this to somebody.
Let them taste it.
Exactly. You'll be sold on it just like we were.
Exactly. See, that's exactly. Yeah. Right,
so go to SoakCityHotSauce.com, get yourself some hot sauce, and then send them an email and say, hey, Kingfish Levinsky, send Joe and Lou some money, okay? Yeah, right. I don't even know if he's still alive. Actually, I did speak to him a couple months ago. He's good.
Oh, good.
All right. So now we got that out of the way right now. We want to get into our what we do every single week. And you guys know the drill. Yeah. The drill.
Dusty at home. Verily. The Honeymooners Podcast knights the full grown nut of the week. Aren't you lucky?
Darn right you are.
That's right.
The room's filled with them. Facebook group's filled with them.
A lot of full grown nuts in this house.
It gives me real pleasure to present to you this award.
Oh my God.
Gregory Springer. That's right. Gregory Springer. He's on the Facebook group a lot, but he emails us all the time, always putting in, giving his two cents and also contributing to the show. And you know what I got to say about him? I think the best way is what I want to present this to him.
Yeah.
And you know what I want to say?
And to such a man... And only such a man.
I love that.
It's just great. And he's probably thinking to himself,
what made the judges pick me above all the rest?
And we know why, because you are.
You're a menace to society. You're a menace to me.
And of course, the final is, well, I don't know why these aren't together.
Yeah, they should be together.
You were a stupid head.
There you go.
Exactly. So congratulations, Gregory Springer. Yes. Welcome to the fraternity. And you're all in the fraternity. You're just on the you're in the hallway just waiting to get in. You can still get your oof-doovers out
get
there.
Get your oof-doovers out.
It's just a matter of time.
Be good for that, too.
Yes, exactly. I'm telling you, man, if you went in and looked in that room, you would just be like,
a lot of full-grown nuts around this house.
That's right. Wall to wall.
Yes. And so, just congratulations.
Like Fatso Cranston walking down the hall.
Full-grown nuts, wall to wall. Nice. So, congratulations, Gregory.
Yes, Gregory.
Welcome to the group. And continued doing what you're doing. And we will go from there. But we want to get into our brand new bit.
Oh, yeah.
And if you guys don't know, we have a certain person that we like to use to do most of the introductions for the bits. And you guys might know this guy's his voice. And of course, I just put it in here. And now already, I can't find it. And here it is, folks. Oh. All you 80s kids.
The Honeymooners Podcast now presents The Honeymooners Connection.
I didn't have no connection.
From television and movies to celebrities, history and beyond, we uncover connections to the greatest show of all time.
But if you don't have any connections, you get nowhere.
No connection is too small.
The small details, huh?
And now, the Honeymooners Connection.
Small details.
You don't have any connections, you're dead.
You're dead. You're dead. You have no connections. You're dead. All right, everybody. I think you guys can figure this out, but this, we wanted to do something where we find connections. Yeah. And look, some of the obvious ones is when we see, you know, Freddie Muller, the character, you know,
Frank Marth.
Yeah, or Petri, when you see them on the other shows, and that's fine.
Yeah.
But we want to go and dig a little deeper sometimes. But like I said, we got like two or three here. Just to give you an idea of what we're looking for.
Where this is
going to be one of those things where you guys are going to be part of it. We already have one. So I'll bring up the first connection. I brought it up a long time ago, and that is Little House on the Prairie. Okay. You say, well, Little House on the Prairie. Yeah. Melissa Gilbert, her grandfather was Harry Crane. Mm-hmm. And Harry Crane was supposedly the person that came up with the Honeymooners idea with Gleason.
Okay, there you go.
And he might have been one of those non-descripted or non-spoke about, like, you know, ghostwriters mm-hmm. that helped out in the beginning, maybe during the loss. But that's our little connection for that. And a little House on the Prairie, Melissa Gilbert. Honeymooners.
There you go.
But we have one from one of our listeners, and it is from Howard Becker. All right. And I love this. So I'm listening to the most recent podcast, and I got a Honeymooners connection. In an episode of The Sopranos, when Richie Aprile goes into the sporting goods store to get his weekly envelope, the owner's kid who works there asks if he can help Richie. And Richie replies that he's looking for a motorboat with three propellers. Stay well and remember to drink milk after every meal. RX, Howard Becker, full grown nut, 6/2022.
Say he knew. Close this date. Shows how important this is to people.
Yes, jokingly important to this.
It's important to people, this is.
But that is a great tie-in.
That is.
Because that is a and they're supposedly, and I watched The Sopranos for the first 2 years, mm-hmm. and then me and the girl that I used to date, we used to watch it all the time together, and then we broke up, and then I was never really, like, solid watching it all the time, but they say there are tons of Honeymooner references,
yes, sure.
tie-ins, connections. So bring them on, fellas and girls.
And that's all how it works.
That's how it works. So just email us at honeymoonerspodcast@aol.com.
Aren't they ancient?
Exactly. So that is our new bit, and we hope that you guys will partake and join in with us. Okay? All right.
Perfect.
Now, Louis brought up this great thing about Ed Norton and digging.
Yes.
I love it.
Okay. Now, it's started out as a tooth theory that dig was used twice in its colloquial term.
Correct.
Wallace says it. Now, this is episode 20, I believe. I believe
20. I think he said 20 and 28.
Yeah. Okay. So it's 20. So, you know, when Wallace comes in, aren't you hep? Don't you dig?
Right.
And Norton says to him, no, I'm the one that digs. He drives a bus. I'm the one that digs.
Right.
So Norton doesn't get the meaning
of the metaphor of digging.
Aren't you hep? Don't you dig?
Right.
You
know, he's taking the literal form.
He's taking the literal form of digging him in the, you know, what he does every day in the sewer.
In the sewer.
Okay, so now we're going to go further to episode 28.
Yep.
Okay. Where Alice says... with the antiques, which you're dealing in. He says, no, I don't have to go to Madison Square Garden to see antiques. And he goes, and he says to her, I dig you, Alice. I dig you.
I didn't really notice that.
So here's the thing. So now here's Ed Norton using the word
dig. The way Wallace used it.
Like, something.
I get it. Did he, I dig it.
Yes. Did he pick this up from Wallace?
Maybe one of the writers picked it up from Wallace.
Like, so this is the dig part. It's a twos, and it's also whatever else you want to call this.
Yeah,
it's just an observation. It's
a twos or just a classic Louis observation.
Yeah, could be. Yeah, stretching twos and a Louis observation because we love the stretching twos.
Yes. Oh, and by the way, we don't have anything for this one, but we have a new bit. And we'll play the intro. Yeah. We should play the intro. Let them hear it.
Yeah. Let them hear it. Yeah, definitely.
But yeah, it's a great little observation how Norton went from having no idea, don't you dig?
Like,
to
not
understand. I dig you, Alice. And it's in it. And it's in a very cute spot. Like, she is lambasting Ralph, basically saying, I don't need to go anywhere for antiques. And he's playing along like, I dig you. It's a great little observation, a little piece.
Yeah, it's cool. It was fantastic. It was a great one. I just thought of the dig. I said, ooh, I got a twos here. And then I took it one step further. And Joe goes, yeah, you got to do this. Just do this. Talk about it. Because it's you know, that's the way things go.
So what I'll do is I'm going to play the new intro for the new bit. And but we don't have anything for it. But this is just to, it's a little dog whistle for you guys.
Yeah, okay. Before you get into that, Joe, yeah. I got a two or, started out as a twos, but it turned into a two or more less than four.
Oh.
You got the, okay, play it off.
Here we go.
Fire it up,
Brain.
Fire it up. Fire the hole. Here we go.
Hello there. This is The Voice. The Honeymooners Podcast now presents, to the delight of Joe Conte, another Ron Albanese algorithm. Two or more less than four in all my mathematical genius equals.
Three.
And to be quite honest with you folks, I didn't expect to say Joe Conte and mathematical genius in a sentence. Not ever.
Not ever.
Oh, I love how he's going to throw that dig in at me.
There you go.
See what I did?
There you go, there.
So that is our new bit. Another Ron Albanese classic.
Inspired, yes.
Two or more less than four. Which, of course, is a three.
Okay, yes.
Three. And we have one.
Yeah. So, Joe, I was looking again, doing my twos, and my twos turned into a two or more less than four.
Okay.
It's really, this is really a stretching two or more less than.
That's a two or more less than four stretch.
It's with the, it has to do with props that are unique to one episode.
Okay.
Which would be Blabbermouth, whatever the. With Matter of Record?
With Matter of Record.
Matter of Record. Okay.
Here they are.
It first starts out with Ed Norton walking in with Johnny Bennett.
Correct.
And the cougar stickball shirt on. Yep. Bit. And there's the apples on the table because he's got to give Johnny Bennett the apple
for hitting
a home run. And of course, he hit a couple home runs himself. So it's funny, but you know, the funny part.
Yeah.
So you never see the apples on the table. Okay. So
correct.
They're there. Now we have the alarm clock.
Correct.
Never there, but he needs it for when the mother-in-law comes in.
Right.
There. And also the deck of cards.
That's right.
For that purpose.
For that purpose.
Because they're not really playing cards.
Correct.
It's cards just happen to be there.
And it's just for him to shuffle while he's getting frustrated. He's
frustrated. It gives him sense. It's actually perfect.
It's great.
How they came up with that.
And then when
shuffling, and he's actually,
like when he's, it's building. It's
building and he's like shuffling harder. Yes. And it's just great.
It's fantastic.
It's genius.
Yeah.
For use of Ralph with this deck of cards.
It's great.
It's amazing. So anyway, that was it. Basically, I threw the cards in at the end because it was a two or more. Less than four,
had to come
up with a third, and that was it. Those are the things that are like unique to that scene.
Exactly. And they're there for that scene, specifically.
Specifically. It's like when the one with the garbage can is there. Now that you're going places, you might as well throw out the garbage.
Yeah.
You hardly ever see the garbage can.
Never see
the garbage can. Hardly ever see the garbage can.
Yep, absolutely.
So this is the same thing with the apple. The apples brought us out. What the thing with the apples on the table? You never see apples on the table.
Exactly.
And there it was. It was for the purpose of that scene.
Yeah.
And the alarm clock.
Yep.
And that's a deck of cards.
So there you go, guys.
There you go. That's it.
That's a very clever, convoluted two or more less than four.
Is.
But
extremely
there we go. We have our twos.
We say in our word, the stretching.
The stretching two or more. The stretching two or more. But of course, thanks to Ron Albanese, we now have a two or more and a two or more less than four. Exactly. So bring it on, fellas. And you know where to, have some fun with this. You know where to send it, right? It's to, you email us at honeymoonerspodcast@aol.com.
Aren't they ancient?
Exactly. I'm just going to really beat that into the ground. Okay. So now I wanted to get into a couple of things real quick where, let me just find where these are at. And here we go. You know, like sometimes you hear something and it just reminds you of the Honeymooners. Some sort of sound or a word or whatever. Well, I have two examples. I was listening to music and it reminded me of the Honeymooners. Okay. Louis, you're going to love this first song. And it's only like 10 seconds of the song.
Okay.
It's a
hope it's Sinatra.
Because no, it's close. It's Twisted Sister. It's Twisted Sister. Okay.
That was like some kind of iced tea or something.
No, no, no. It's Twisted Sister and some sort of iced tea. And I'm going to play it. And then I'm not even going to give you a chance. And I'm just going to play what I thought.
Okay, go.
All right, here we go.
Good evening!
Ready?
Cool, go.
Good evening!
I'm telling you, all I thought was...
Good evening!
I couldn't. I was like, oh my God. I was cleaning the house. I threw on an old Twisted Sister thing, and all I could think is...
Good evening!
Marshall.
Marshall. My God. And I knew you would just appreciate Marshall. Absolutely. That's my first.
That's perfect.
Okay. The second one, I went from Twisted Sister to the Beatles.
Okay. All right. That might not.
Yeah. This, well, you'll hear it. All right. And then I just thought of this.
Will Ralph Cramden take possession of my fortune?
I just, boom. It was like, in your nest. And Lennon didn't really go total like possession, but it was possession. And I'm just like, possession. And I just thought of, what's his face?
Will Ralph Cramden take possession of my fortune?
And I was like, this is just fantastic. I just figured Louis would get a little kick. Out
of Good evening, Cramden.
And he's got the cigar. That's what makes it hilarious, because you can hear, like, I think he's got the cigar in his mouth. Does he? I thought he. No, let me.
No.
Hold on. Let me see.
Good evening, Cramden.
He's got the cigar in his mouth.
Okay. All right,
good evening, Cramden. Yeah,
so that's what gives him that side
that little side speak. Thing. Yeah, yeah.
Side speak.
Good evening, Cramden.
All right. Well, those are my two music ones. Okay. Now, this one was something where my wife.
Your wife.
Exactly. My wife came home from work. And when my wife gets home from work, she usually will, especially if we don't have to go anywhere, she likes to go and put her comfy cozies on.
Okay.
You know, get your work clothes off and put on some comfy cozies. So she sat down for a few minutes. She didn't get up. And all of a sudden, she was like, she goes, I have to go take my bra off. My boobs are suffocating me. And all I heard was this.
Suffocating.
The first thing in my head was, I'm suffocating. It wasn't suffocating. It was suffocating. I couldn't help myself. I'm like,
I'm suffocating.
I just couldn't help it. I'm like, and dude, she doesn't even know that I didn't even tell her this because she's not going to appreciate it. You know
what
I mean?
She doesn't listen anyway.
Yeah, she doesn't listen anyway. And it doesn't matter. I mean, we're adults here. She was just like, I just want to, my boobs are suffocating. And then I'm just like,
I'm suffocating.
So those were my little three things that I just wanted to bring up. And it just shows how even when you're not, like, we always say this, like when me and Louie get together, it's almost like we instantly get in honeymooner's mode.
Yes.
We're in honeymooner's mode. We have our moments when, you know, if we're talking about other things we got going on in life or blah, blah, blah. But it's like we're in honeymooner's mode.
Yes.
But when I'm not in honeymooner's mode, I do have these moments.
Yeah. So it's almost actually the honeymooner's connection. If you really want to take it that other step, it kind of is.
Yeah, in a way. Like, it's a connection for us.
So you're out there and you hear somebody say, like, oh, by the way, what's the first thing that comes into
your head? I knew there had to be a by the way.
I knew there had to be a by the way. Now you're not totally you're totally.
You forgot who you're listening to.
You're not even listening to this person anymore. Yeah. All you're hearing is, ha ha, I knew there had to be a by the way. It's just the things that trigger us.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, it's honeymooner fantastic. Words just trigger us.
Yeah. And I mean, there are things that I think we've always been triggered by.
Yeah.
And now we have a lot of these new ones since the podcast.
Yes.
Like your wife.
Your wife. Yes. And it's, yeah.
That's a podcast thing.
Definitely.
With
definitely.
All of us now, we all do your wife. Wife.
Like people out there have told us that. As soon as we Joe says my wife, they say it with me. It's like when people say Herb with us, you know, just
yeah,
it's just part of it.
It's just fantastic.
Jerry Sriracha, they say it. It's just like it's like so stupid.
It's a single one, basically. Oh, but yeah, God. those were just something I just wanted to share because I just found it so funny how you could be out of honeymooners mode and get thrown into it right away.
Right away. Right away.
Right away. The
sound, a word, a
word, a
phrase.
A sound, a phrase. That's
all. It'll bring you right there.
Yeah.
Bring you right there. Like 100%. I said, by the way, I can't listen to anybody say by the way anymore.
It's so
first
great.
Thing I think of.
It's absolutely fantastic. All right. Now, I want to get into an old bit we haven't done in a while. And this, and let me see, and a hem and a hay, and here we go. Have not heard this in a while.
And now, the Honeymooners Podcast presents...
It's not in the top hand, dress hand drawer!
The Flub of the Week.
Yes, Flub of the week, which is now Flub of the Millennial.
Millennial, yeah, apparently. We haven't come up in weeks.
Now, this was an email from Bob the Beast Stanley.
Stanley, oh, sure. All right. Bob the Beast, full now, of the week.
He's got a possible flub. Now, there's a reason why I am reading this, and you'll understand why. Bob Stanley, night out on a dog like this. Alice says, no, I don't get it. I don't think it's funny.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Shouldn't she have simply said, no, I don't get it? If she doesn't get it, how would she know it's not funny? Maybe a flub or just an awkwardly written line. What do you think? Now, I know the answer to this.
Go ahead.
It's you need either I don't get it, but think about it. I don't get it. Don't you get it? I don't get it. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, I don't think it's funny.
Well, it's because it's supposed to be a joke. Right.
And the point is that he's like, she goes, I don't think it's funny. You haven't got that a sense of humor.
Right.
Now, I will say this to Bob the Beast Stanley. I, as a comedian, I like the way he thinks.
Right.
In other words, hey, don't tell me my joke isn't funny if you don't get it. All right.
That's why it's not funny to you, because you didn't
you get
didn't
it. So I appreciate that. But yeah, that's definitely not, it's not even an awkward thing. I don't think. It's actually right on. I understand his sentiment.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's, I don't get it. Don't you get it?
I don't get it. Yeah.
And two, I don't think it's funny. You haven't got any sense of humor. Exactly.
Okay, there you go.
Because he could have said, she goes, I don't get it. You haven't got a sense of humor, but it doesn't hit as hard
is
when you go, I don't think it's funny. You haven't got any sense of humor. And that's why it works. So Bob the Beast, I like the way you think, my friend, because there's a lot of people that might just go, Joe, I don't get it. Hey, you ain't got a sense of humor.
Sense of humor.
Yeah. So, yeah, definitely not a flub.
Right. No, I would say no.
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 And I think it's kind of written the way they needed to write because those two things needed to happen.
Yes.
Or at least it made it perfect,
you
know, crisp, because that's what this show did.
Right.
So, Bob, we love you, but no, I think it was well written.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. But keep them coming,
good
man.
Try.
We love good try. We do that sometimes with other comics. Like if we're doing a little place, like we're all doing 5 or 7 minutes working on stuff, a friend will come off and they'd be like, yo, man. And usually it's always like, hey, man, good job. Yeah. I'd be like, yeah, you'll get them next time. Okay. It's just a gag that we do all the time. It's really funny. So that's what we're doing to Bob Stanley. They're like, yeah, you'll get them next time, Bob. So
there's plenty more where that came from.
All right. So now, do you want to go to, you can say that again?
Yeah, let's do it.
I think so.
Let's go. Go right there.
All right, let's get right into You Can Say That Again. And here it is.
She's got a nerve. She's got a nerve. She knew when she married you she was getting the worst of it.
You can say that again.
The Honeymooners Podcast proudly presents...
Say that again. You can say that again.
In this bit, Joe and Louie highlight one of the fabulous Facebook posts and read some of the hysterical comments from you, the loyal podcast listeners and members of our Facebook page.
You can say that again.
That's right. You, the always witty members of the Honeymooners Podcast Facebook page, are the stars of this segment because...
You can say that again.
All right. And of course, that's our friend Steve Franchi.
Steve Franchi, committee member.
Committee member, exactly, who made that. Gave us the idea for that.
Yep.
And also made the promotion for it, the promo. Okay, so now this came from the Honeymooners Podcast Facebook group, obviously, and it was from maybe almost a week ago. And Gary Prego, one of our full-grown nuts, absolutely, Arizona Gary, and he put this post up. He said, 9,700 members, will we hit 10,000 by the end of July? Which was just a little observation and say, hey, are we going to hit 10,000? Yeah. Very fun. Well... a bunch of people commented, and they were very funny, all right? Mike Ossip wrote, I hope we can find some people with a public school diploma who can pay the $1.50 initiation fee. Christian Van Lint, it's a landslide. Frank Mezzatesta, get the bag.
Get the bag.
Bob Cordero, only if they've been living in the United States for more than 6 months. Bob Carpenter, rising contributor, 10,000, a mere bag of shells. This is great. Gary Snyder, the 10,000th member gets free burial in Bismarck, North Dakota. John Basmagi, at 15% percentage, I think the number can be higher than that. James Simone, but is crammed in up to date on his membership dues. Andrew Pappas, I think the odds are higher than that. It's just, I like this. I love this name. I've never seen this. It's Yuv, Y-U-V. Mm-hmm. Yuv, got to be kidding. That's the name. Okay. Very clever. Yeah. I like Yuv, got to be kidding. If you could count, they wouldn't be investigating your taxes. Raul and Wanda Cordero, y'all bluffing. Victor Buddy Zato, sign them up before they journey the Elks. And
Joe's already a member.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Oh my God.
He jumped ship a couple weeks ago.
That was fantastic. Ralph Bondi, the raccoons are doing better than the Bayonne Elks. Dave Belson, thank you. Bert, let me see. Remember, this is kind of funny. Bill Entman, members in arrears. Cram Don and Prego. That's a little dig at Gary. Yeah, it's great. And Jeff Riccardi. Did you have to go and put the whammy on it? That's hilarious. Patrick Cody. The rules are too strict. Robert Feliciano. I'll take the job. What does it pay? And Will Nakamura. $99,000 question. Is that the $99,000 question? Pat Garaffa. Maybe if you waive the $1.50 initiation fee. This I like. Paul Alessi. Not if you're planning on building a drive-in movie theater. Timothy McCormick. You'll never do it going door-to-door. And Gina Salpavich. No way, the requirements are too hard. This is good. Neil Brogan. 10,000? Oh, I thought that was your weight.
Wait.
Good stuff.
Why I would put my weight on my podcast page.
Oh, it's so good, man. Good. I mean, absolutely fantastic. Yeah,
great people get involved.
Yeah, it just makes so much. It makes that group so much, and it's fun to begin with because it's our group and our, as in all of ours.
Yeah.
And we all chime in and put some great posts. But when, because you know what it is too? It's like, they're not just like, hey, I just want to put my post. It's like, no, no, no. Somebody put up a great post. Now I'm going to add to it.
Yep.
And this is what happens.
That's what you get. This is what you get.
It's absolutely fantastic.
Because things say, Joe, like somebody says something. I was talking before about the, you know, the connections.
Correct.
Somebody says something, triggers something.
Yeah.
Like this triggers something, like a response. Somebody says one thing and it'll trigger you to say something else.
Yeah. So that's and, where it goes. And the responses, like, they were like just all, the whole spectrum.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
10,000.
10,000 went.
Yeah. You guys are just great. You're killers. You really are.
Now, if all 10,000 contributed a buck. A month.
The usual buck.
Yeah. A month.
Yeah. And you know who would do that? I'm just going to say.
And to such a man, and only such a man.
Yeah. Would give us a buck.
Yeah.
And then, there's just so many of these. But this will be more and more. So, hey, and if you guys find one of these, because I don't see all of them. Louis doesn't see all of them.
Yeah.
If you find one where you're
trying to figure out how to unmute myself.
If you find one and you say, email us or contact me on Facebook or whatever and say, hey, by the way, this one would be really good.
Yeah.
Because I got reminded somebody sent me this. I think somebody was like, dude, you need to, and I can't think of who it was. Might have been Gary Prego or something. Probably, I'm not sure. Yeah. But again, a nice way to bring you guys in even more to the podcast. Right. All right. Well, I don't know. Do you, I think we kind of covered everything.
Probably did. Yeah.
You know, unless there's something else you wanted to bring up.
No, I don't have anything.
No, it's good. I don't care. Hey, listen, this is a nice, crisp podcast. Yes. Less than an hour. Charles will be very happy that it's less than an hour. All right, buddy. All right. I'm trying to think of what else I wanted to. I forgot what else I wanted to say. But let's get into Louis.
Oh, hold on, Joe. Keep
talking. Yeah, you know what? Our trivia is sponsored by LilyPrinting.com.
That's right, Bob Lilly.
And go to his Etsy. All right, go to Etsy, and I think it's the Honeymooner Store.
I think it's called this Honeymooner Store. That's where I got my Hurricane shirt from.
Hurricanes, exactly.
Great shirt.
And we might be working on getting the shirts again.
Yeah.
And that would be an interesting question to you guys. The Honeymooners Podcast shirts, the one that's got the Honeymooners Podcast in the front and then Full Grown Nut on the back.
Right.
We're thinking about maybe having them printed again.
Yeah.
And maybe we'll go through Rob Lilly. We'll
probably go through Rob Lilly. It's so much easier.
Yeah, because to do it through with Dino, he would have to... He's got to
order a ton. And then
put the money out.
Yeah.
So I figure maybe we'll just do it through Rob. Yeah. And maybe it could be where Rob can just... You know, it'll be like as you order them.
Yeah.
You just... So it doesn't matter. You won't run out.
You know, it's not to size it. You can... You order... You know, it's like almost like a custom order, basically.
Exactly.
And Rob's good. He keeps the price down.
Yeah,
he really does. He really does. Absolutely. So you're not, you know.
For sure.
Yeah.
All right. Well, then don't go to Rob Lilly. Excuse me.
Dusty on the Dusty in the cool pale green studio.
Yes. And go to LilyPrinting.com if you want any printing done for your business, for your a party, whatever it
anything.
Is, he's working on something for me that I'm going to have after shows where people can go on there and it'll be right in front where I'm standing and they can scan my QR code and then come follow me. So, and he's great. He does great work, great prices.
He did the banner for Steve, for Steven.
That's
banner
right.
For his kid.
For his kid, Ninja. Yeah, absolutely. All the banners for the convention. So go to LilyPrinting.com.
Does everything.
Everything.
You need a cell tower in your backyard? Call Rob Lilly.
Cell tower. All right. Well, let's get to Louis's 2000th favorite bit of the show. And you guys know what it is.
Now, Tom, who is our first guest, please?
Herp!
Our first guest ready to leap the first hurdle on his way to the $99,000 answer is our...
comedian from Albuquerque, New Mexico, Joe Conti.
Thank you.
Thank you. The expression on your face.
Wow. I would have rather heard her say this. I think she would have been...
And to such a man, and only such a man.
I'm going to really beat that into the ground.
Good evening, Crowder.
Where is that? There it is.
Good evening, Crowder.
We have to keep this. Oh, we just need to keep this.
I could play that for an hour and I'd laugh. I don't need anything else. All I need is that and cherry sriracha. I'm good.
Good evening, Crowder.
Man, this is so good. All right. What, you got something good for me?
Yeah, a good one. Yeah, I just stumbled upon this one out of the 800.
Did you?
Out of the 800.
To the valley. Oh,
to the okay. Part of the 400.
Yeah. All of the 400. Okay, Joe, in prepared by?
Oh, Professor Walter Newman,
yes,
of course.
Of course. Of course he did. And this is from, I believe, Young at Heart.
Okay.
So remember at the end when he said we went to the Chinese restaurant, you would order the fried, I'd order the chop suey and you'd order the fried ways.
And we split it. Right.
How much did that meal cost? Not counting the bread.
It's not $4.95.
No,
it's not $4.95. Feel like I could know it, but I don't. By the way, we didn't do What's That Sound, but we could do that next time.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Oh.
I knew there was a by the way in here.
$2.
No.
What is it?
I'm going to tell you right now. It's less than a dollar.
Oh. 65 cents an hour. No. $0.85?
No. 60 cents.
60 cents.
60 cents. We had a whole meal for 60 cents.
60 cents. That is unbelievable.
So in today's, in today's inflationary adjusted, it's $6.
And it's like a special.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
No, it's a little small. You're only talking fried rice back then wasn't much and, chop suey.
Absolutely. So I mean, that's still relatively cheap.
It's still, you're going to get it for $6.
Right, but it's still relatively cheap.
Yeah, when Chinese food was cheap.
Right, that was the cheap stuff.
Yes, that was a thing. Chinese food was always cheap. Today it's not as cheap.
But it was
relatively
always
cheap.
Yes,
that's
if you wanted to get like a cheaper meal.
Yeah, that's why he went there.
And of course they split too.
Split it,
which
makes
it even funnier that they actually split it.
So if anything cheap, Ralph's in there. So that was it. 60 cents. Get a whole meal for 60 cents.
Exactly. All right.
And he's got the nerve to ask for bread.
Do you think that, I always thought that bread thing was like probably a bit from when he was like hosting and doing comedy. It almost sounds like a gag.
Yeah, it's a gag.
You know what I mean? Like that was his gag. Yeah. Or maybe that was like a joke he would always say. Hey, you tell him to get the bread. He get the bread.
Yeah, I con them.
How are you going to push it onto the fork?
Yeah.
I just feel it was like, that wasn't, I believe that wasn't something written by the writers. I think that was
a Gleason. A lot of that last, we always talk about that last scene, the filler scene. A lot was ad-lib.
Oh, after Young at Heart.
Young at Heart. Yeah.
That's right.
That's a lot of
Basil Fomin.
Yeah, all that stuff is.
By the way, Basil Fomin, a throwaway line, is huge.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dude, I see it all the time. They'll just, someone will be like, Basil Fomin.
Yeah.
Another word that just triggers the. You do a musician and they'll just blurt out Basil Fomin.
Yeah. Little Jack Little.
Little Jack Little. All right.
Okay.
So Who can we thank for this? First of all, we're going to thank Gregory Springer,
yes,
our full-grown nut.
Welcome to the fraternity.
Welcome to the fraternity.
And you will get accolades from your fellow members.
From your fellow members, exactly. And you will be getting your certificate.
Certificate.
In the mail, because we mail it out, right?
Of course
who do we mail it to?
33 Castellas for Straight Carrot Gibson.
Exactly. So hopefully you're made it. Your we wife's always write on
here.
Gibson.
We write on here, deliver it.
Exactly. Who else can we thank? We could thank Howard Becker.
Oh, yeah, Howard.
For his contributing to the new Honeymooners
Mark,
connection.
That little thing I read in the beginning.
Mark Strouch, absolutely. Gary Prego.
Gary.
For his post. Mm-hmm. And all of you on there. And, of course, Bob the B. Stanley,
yes,
for his contributing to the flub question.
Yes.
So, let me get the music playing. I wanted to make sure I got all that out of the way. And good. And of course, thank you to all of you who listen, all of you who contribute on the Facebook group, email us, all of you full-grown fraternity members and future fraternity members. Thanks to SilkCityHotSauce.com. Thanks to LilyPrinting.com. And if you could share episodes of the podcast or some of our fun videos with friends on your social media pages or directly with your pals in the sewer or at the bus company, mm-hmm, that would be awesome. If you want to follow me on all my social media platforms, I'm on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. It's Joe Conti with an E comic and Joe Conti comedian. I put up fun, silly videos every single day. Follow me and I'll follow you back. Episode 165.
Four.
164 in the books for me, yes, Joe Conti, and my pal Louis Fats. We say we'll see you next time.
E pluribus racunum. Night all.
Good night.
Good night.
Thank you.
Good night.
We'll have to do this again real soon.
How about tomorrow night?
This has been a non-productive media presentation. Executive producer, Frank Hablawi. This program and many others like it on the Non-Productive Network is distributed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license. Please share it, but ask before trying to change it or sell it. For more information, visit non-productive.com.